early this year as I did the Lenten series. Because I just had my knee replaced, I had to sit in this chair with my leg propped up and do my preaching that way. And I received a lot of compliments about that. The people were saying, you're telling me that it felt like I was just talking to them rather than preaching at them. Well, today for my last message, I really just want to talk to you. So, you are going to have to be careful, though, because I get this comfortable. I could talk a while. This is the commemoration of Jesus' baptism in a time when we look at ourselves also as baptized children of God. Hear these words again from our epistle lesson from Paul. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. That's really what I'd like to talk to you about today, walking in that newness of life. One of the things that I will take away from St. Lawrence as being a pastor here is something that you have heard over and over and over again from all of us pastors. And that's that commission that St. Lawrence was given from its very inception and beginning, to show by word and deed how beautiful it is to live with Jesus. That's what I'd like to talk about, what that means, how beautiful it is to live with Jesus, and what it is to tell and show that, to what it is to live this newness of life that we have because of our baptized status as children of God. Basically, both of those statements are saying, live your faith. Live as a baptized child of God. Live what you believe. And so today, I would like you to take a look at one of another parts of our worship that you have said over and over and over again. Would you do me a favor and take your hymnal? Turn to the inside back cover of that hymnal. There you will find the Apostles' Creed, the statement of our faith. And as I think about the beautiful life that we have with Jesus, that newness of life that is ours, these words really reflect that for me. And I'd like to share that a little bit with you. I believe in God. I believe in a spiritual supreme being who is in all and through all and with all, who is with me. I know not have to go through my life. You do not have to go through your life alone. No matter what happens, no matter where we are, what we're doing, I believe in God. God is there with me, with you. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, a God who is Father, a God who cares, who loves, who provides, who nurtures, who blesses. An almighty God who has the strength to be there for me, for you, in all of the situations of life. How beautiful it is to live under such a God. A God who is maker of heaven and earth. Now, many of you know, I love to hunt, I love to camp, I love to go hiking, I love to be out in God's nature and see the beauty that God has provided for us. What a wonderful home He has given us in this earth that He has made for us. All of its beauty and wonder, the way it demonstrates His love and His power. Yeah, you know me. All of those wonderful foods He has created for us. And yes, I do still have my potluck plate. But such a God to live under, who provides so abundantly. And that He is maker of heaven and earth means that He is my maker too. I am not just some, you are not just some random collection of atoms that came together, and made you this hunk of flesh that you are. You and I are a special creation of God, made by Him, with all of our talents, our abilities, with all of our strengths, with all of who we are. Not some worthless, useless, meaningful blob of flesh, but a special creation, worthy of God, blessed by Him. You and I have meaning. We have purpose. We have worth. Because I believe in God, who is the maker of heaven and earth and my maker. A loving Father who, when we blew it, when we fell into sin, when we turned away from our God and we knew that we could not make it on our own, whom God sent a Savior. I believe in Jesus Christ, the anointed Savior. A God who fulfilled every need, who looked at us in our sinful state and said, "This is not good, we will do something about it." And He did what? He sent His only Son. God's only Son. If nothing else tells you how much you're worth, that should. That the Savior that God deemed to come to this earth for you and me was His own Son. God would give His own Son for you and me. What does that say about what you're worth to Him? Isn't it beautiful to live with Jesus? His only Son, our Lord. That's the one I stumble over a little bit, because I don't necessarily always want God to be my Lord. I want to do it my way. I want to play by my rules. I want to set my own agenda. I want to go it my way more often than I want God to be Lord. But the amazing thing is, He is Lord anyway. He's my Lord anyway. No matter what I do in life, no matter how I try and struggle and make it my own, and how many times I fail or blow it or whatever, God is always in there. Jesus is always in there as Lord, working it to bring about His goodwill. He's always in there working to take everything in my life, the good, the bad, the praise, the glory, the selfishness, all of it, and work all things for my good, for your good, for those who love God. He still remains Lord, and He still works whether I want Him to be or not, and He stays Lord of my life. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it beautiful to live with God? A Savior who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. A Savior who became a man, who gave up all of the wonder and glory of heaven to take on this flesh, live on this dirty, dusty earth, walk here among sinful human beings like you and I. He did that to show us God's grace and God's mercy and God's love. He did it for you and me so that we could know our God. And you know, the wonder of that is Jesus understands us because he was one of us. I live with you and I live with a Savior who understands everything that goes on. He was a baby. He knows what it likes to be a baby, to learn to walk and to learn to talk. He was the toddler, the young child, learning and growing. He knows what that's like. He was there. He understands the teenage years and all of the hormonal changes and all of the other physical and everything else kind of changes and the challenges that go with being a teenager. He's been there. He's done that. He's been an adult. He knows what it is to work hard, to be without work. He knows what it is in life to suffer under Pontius Pilate. Anything you and I can experience in life, he's been there, he's seen it, he's done it. He knows what it's like to have a family who doesn't understand him or believe in him. He knows what it's like to have his friends betray him. He knows what it's like to have people try and use him for their own benefit in their own way. He knows what it's like to have people hate him, misunderstand him. He knows what it's like to feel the anguish of fear, the anxiety of what's coming next in life. Anything you and I struggle with, have problems about, he's been there. And he can walk with you in a very special way through all of it. That's the kind of God, that's the kind of Savior we have. Isn't it wonderful to live under Jesus? Crucified. Oh, there's a word. Crucified. Jesus understands pain. He's felt it. He's been there. A year ago when I was suffering from that pneumonia attack in the hospital, you can ask my family, there were times when I was screaming in pain, screaming out. I couldn't stop myself. The pain was so intense. Many of you have been there. Many of you know what I'm talking about. Jesus was crucified. He knows what pain is. He walks with you through your pain, too. But crucified. Crucified, taking upon himself the whole burden of our sin, our guilt, our shame, carrying it to the cross for us, removing it from us. He was crucified. That means you and I live free. That burden has been lifted from us. It has been removed from us. He has taken it. Our life is free of the burdens, free of the guilt, free of the shame, because he was crucified and took it. Isn't it beautiful to live with Jesus? Isn't this a wonderful newness of life? Died and buried. Here's the wonder of it. One day you and I are going to die. One day you and I are going to spend time in the grave. And Jesus has been there too. When we walk across that threshold, he'll walk with us. He knows exactly what's happening. He's done it. When we're put to rest, he's been there too. Do you realize that there is no aspect of our life from the very moment of our conception and birth to the very moment in which we rest in the tomb? There is none of that in which Christ has not experienced and gone through. He walks with us through all of it. How beautiful is it to live with Jesus, who descended into hell, the one place you and I will never ever have to go, because he took care of that too. He conquered that. He destroyed the power of Satan too. He went where you and I need never fear to go because of our faith in Christ. He descended into hell. He took care of every last bit of it for you and me. And then on that third day, he rose again from the dead. A risen Savior, a living Savior who has conquered sin, death, the devil, all of it. We do not worship, we do not believe in a dead God. Don't ever put God off on a shelf as though he's some part of past history or something like that. Our God lives right now. He's risen from the dead. Lives and reigns to all eternity. This is the God we worship. This is the God we live under, who ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, who is there in heaven at God's right hand, interceding for us, pleading for us, guiding all of history for his church, directing the world that our lives may be blessed forever. Isn't it beautiful to live with Jesus, who will from thence will come to judge the living and the dead? To live and know that one day we will stand before the judgment throne of God, not in fear of our sin, because those are gone. Those have been removed. Christ died for them. He took them away. We will stand before that throne and hear God say, "Come, beloved of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the earth." Not even judgment day is a fear for us. It is the gateway into eternal life, into heaven. This is the God we live under. This is the newness of life that is ours. And I believe in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God, who came to me in my baptism, who came to you in your baptism, who dwells in you. You know, we don't just live with a God who is with us. We live with a God who is in us, who is there to give us the wisdom of God, the strength of God, the guidance and hope of God for our life. He dwells here in us. As children of God, we walk with him every single day. And no matter where we go, he is there because he is in us. No matter where we go throughout this world, there is the Holy Christian Church. I don't know where my ministry is going to take me from here. But I know that wherever I go, wherever it is in the entire world, there I will find the Holy Christian Church. There I will know God's people are there. I will never, ever be alone. There will always be fellow Christians around for me to unite with. That's how I live. That's how I can go into my future. The communion of saints. Oh, this has been a special one for me lately. You, people of St. Lawrence Lutheran Church, are the community of saints. That communion of saints, that gathering of God's people around word and sacrament together to help one another, support one another, care about one another. When I was in that hospital for 16 days last year that I mentioned, you were the people who prayed for me, who sent me those cards, who called me on the phone, who came and visited with me and prayed with me. You were the ones who upheld me in my time of need. And as I look at the pastors that are here who have been pastors of this congregation, how many of us have not been with you in those times too? In your hours of need and grief and pain and illness, supporting one another, sharing God's love and will with one another. That's the communion of saints. When I go from here, I don't know who will be my next communion of saints. But I know there will be one. Because my God goes with me and my God lives in me and the Holy Christian Church is all around me and there are churches, there are communions of saints everywhere. That's how you and I live. Isn't it beautiful to live with Jesus? The forgiveness of sins, that great, oh, the wonder of being able to go to bed every night confessing my sins and knowing that they are washed away, that all of the sins of the day are gone, that I wake up each morning forgiven, cleansed by my God, a new day stretching before me, and that no matter how often I sin in my life, God's forgiveness is there every single time. It will never run out. How beautiful it is to live with Jesus. The resurrection of the body. Yeah, this one's deteriorating. Glasses, hearing aids, artificial knees. It's getting there. Some of you know it even more than I do. And if you don't know it yet, you will. But the wonder is that I, Pastor Gary Bender, body, heart, mind, soul, all of it will be renewed and glorified in the resurrection, and I, all of me, my whole being, will spend all eternity in life everlasting, will spend all eternity with my God in heaven. Me, not just the spirit of me or the mental thought of me or anything like that, but me, all of me, will rise, be given life by my God. All of you will be there with me in heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. Isn't it beautiful to live with Jesus? And your commission and my commission is go and show by your words and your deeds how beautiful it is to live with Jesus. So let this world know what you and I live and believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. As I go from here, to whatever ministry the Lord has called me to go through, I will go to show by word and deed how beautiful it is to live with Jesus. And as I go from here, my challenge to you, people of St. Lawrence Lutheran Church, continue to do the same. In all that you do in ministry here, go and show by your words and your deeds how beautiful it is to live with Jesus. Live in this newness of life. Witness your faith in the Creed. Amen. We rise. I want to do something special right now. You've said these words of the Apostles' Creed so often. These are the words of our faith. These are the words that we proclaim to God, that we believe, that we proclaim to our world so that they may know, that we proclaim to each other as that communion of saints supporting one another. I'd like us to say this creed. We need to do it in a special way. Let's say the first article facing the altar because we are confessing our faith in God to Him, letting Him know we believe. He knows it, but we're saying it. The second article about Jesus Christ, that's the information we want our world to know. We want our world to know about Jesus. So when we get to that second article, I want you to turn and face the outside walls of this church and say it so that the world can hear it, that you're proclaiming this gospel of Jesus to our world. And then when we get to the third article, the article about the Holy Spirit and the church and all, I want us to turn and face each other as the symbol that we are the church together and that this is what we believe for each other and with each other. Okay, you think you can do that? Let's do it. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Now turn to the walls. And in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. Turn and face each other. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now go and show by your words and deeds how beautiful it is to live this faith. You may be seated.